Happy New Year, and welcome to the premiere of America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
2026 is a historic year, the 250th birthday of the United States. To mark this semi-quincentennial, we are embarking on a massive project, profiling every single member of Congress and every president in history one day at a time.
And we are starting right now in the Pacific Northwest with the senior senator from Washington State, Democrat Maria Cantwell.
Her career is fascinating because she represents the intersection of politics and the tech boom. Before she was a fixture in the Senate, she was a true tech executive.
That's right. Maria Cantwell was the first member of her family to graduate from college. She started in politics early, serving in the Washington State Legislature, and then one term in the U.S. House in the early 90s. But after losing her re-election bid in 1994, she didn't just become a lobbyist. She went back to Seattle and joined a startup called Real Networks. If you remember the early days of the internet and RealPlayer, that was them. She became a senior vice president and helped build the company into a massive success. That stock made her a multimillionaire and allowed her to self-fund her Senate run in 2000. She defeated a three-term incumbent by just over 2,000 votes, one of the closest elections ever.
Before we get into her legislative work, let's look at the state she represents. Washington is a place of massive economic contrasts.
It really is a tale of two economies. On one side, you have the Puget Sound region, Seattle, Bellevue, Redmond. This is one of the wealthiest and most tech-heavy regions on Earth. It is the headquarters of Amazon, Microsoft, and Starbucks. It's highly educated, diverse, and deeply liberal. But cross the Cascade Mountains to the east, and you find an agricultural powerhouse. Washington produces 60% of all apples grown in the U.S., and it is the nation's top producer of hops and sweet cherries. It is rural, agricultural, and much more conservative. Senator Cantwell has to balance the needs of software engineers in Seattle with apple farmers in Yakima. Plus, the state is a massive aerospace hub. Boeing is the largest private employer and a key military center with bases like Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
Given that tech and trade background, her committee assignments make a lot of sense. She is the top Democrat on the Commerce Committee.
It is the perfect fit for her state. The Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee has jurisdiction over almost everything that drives Washington's economy. As the top Democrat, she oversees the aviation industry, which puts her in a critical position regarding Boeing. She led the congressional response to the 737 MAX crashes, pushing for major reforms at the FAA. She also oversees the internet and telecommunications, where she is a staunch defender of net neutrality and data privacy. And she was a key architect of the CHIPS and Science Act, which poured billions into American research and development to compete with China.
She also focuses heavily on the blue economy. What does that mean for her district?
Because Washington is a coastal state with a huge maritime industry, she focuses on the health of the ocean. The blue economy refers to sustainable use of ocean resources. She fights for funding for salmon recovery, which is vital for both the environment and the fishing industry. She is also a senior member of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where she is a relentless defender of public lands. She has spent years fighting to stop oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Her legislative brand is very much that of a technocrat, someone who digs into the complex details of policy rather than seeking the cable news spotlight.
That is our first profile for the 250th anniversary year. Thank you for listening to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.